This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Crisp Sessions.
Yes.
With not only me and not only Jamie Hutchinson.
Not only the crisp.
Not only the crisps, which we'll go into later, but we've got a very special guest today, Jack Devaney.
You all right?
How's it going?
All right, bro.
Jack is a taxidermist, self-described bad taxidermist.
Yeah, I don't see the point in it in making them look normal, because you've got Google and that. So if you want to see like a dead animal, you can go to a museum or just put in Google and see one alive. But if you want to see one with, you know, like
more rustic
bits attached, not even rustic, but very, very modern. If you want to see like a duck with tits, or I once made what I called a breasted centaur, where I got a dead mink and then about three quarters of a dead rat and connected them like you would like the turns of like a sewerage pipe, and then made some fake tits out of scrotums for it.
Faked it's out of stroke and scrotum. Yeah. Do you know that's how they thought the duckbill platypus was made?
Yeah, they thought it was a con, innit?
They thought it was a joke thing.
Oh, really?
They thought it was like some postmodern taxidermy, but alive.
Really?
Yeah, they said, there's no way this is real, innit?
But what, they're like, this is the live one. But yeah. They brought this one back, it's in a cage. A Dr. Munro kind of thing. That fella off of South Park who attaches arses to everything.
Yeah, they thought the duckbill platypus was so fucked up, mangled.
They thought it was like AI.
Yeah, they went, nah, this is a joke, this.
All right.
The first walrus, this stuff, they didn't know it had wrinkles and that, so they just inflated it like a balloon. So yeah. It was this massive, huge fucking ball of skin.
They inflated it like a balloon?
Mate, like, they overstuffed it, so there was no one thought to draw
the
a picture
did.
Or
I
make
it. Thought you meant while it was alive.
No. Just stuffing crisps down it. Yeah. They fucking made it into this massive balloon for a while. People thought that's how it was. Apparently, until one of the guys came back and went, what the fuck have you done this for? They looked nothing like. Everyone was like, these are terrifying news.
Is there a hierarchy in taxidermy? Is there, like, people you look up to in terms of, like, oh, he's like, you know, the Van Gogh of taxidermy. That.
There was a guy called Walter Potter that used to make get loads of dead kittens and make them play little games. And
oh my god, that's so weird.
He was
what,
pretty
like
cool.
A sex game.
I don't know. I've not seen most of them. I know there was a croquet, but you've got to think he's at least positioned them a couple of times, isn't it? Like going down on each other and stuff.
I'd like an owl on a desk.
An owl on a desk, like Harry Potter sort of.
I'd like a little owl. Do you know, like a? If I was going to have a stuffed animal.
Would you have a use for it or just like ornamental?
Maybe like a paperweight. But do you know, to give me some.
Yeah, but you could use its mouth as a hole punch, bro. That little beat there. Just.
So, Jamie, you don't know really anything about Jack's work, do you?
No. I'll be honest. I've got a bit of a thing about dead animals because I nearly stood on a dead cat once when on a come down.
Yeah.
And it just sort of like, I'm going to be the dead cat soon. You know when you're having these existential thoughts.
You thought you were going to be the dead cat.
I went, I nearly stepped into a dead cat, and because I was on a massive come down, I thought, no, what am I doing with my life, man?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Was that the first dead cat you'd seen?
Yeah, it's definitely
up there. How old were you then when you saw your first 18. Dead cat? That's mad, that. Because I was only a little kid when I first saw my first dead cat. We got free.
Did you kill it, though?
Nah. We lived on a main road, innit? And they just used to get flattened, and then you go out to go to school and that, and there'd just be a cat with, like, bits of its face on the path and not.
Nah, man. Did that not freak you out as a kid?
I was upset because I don't have my cat no more. Each time it got less and less bothered by it. Because my mum would just go and get a new one from, weirdly enough, the pet shop in Northenden. They used to sell cats out of the back room.
It was actually the ninth time that was the worst.
Because you know it's gone for good.
It's gone for good.
Yeah, I were massive. Seen me goldfish commit suicide.
How? Little toaster.
Yeah. That'd be a mint art. Can you taxidermy a fish?
Yeah, I used to put, well, I do it sometimes. I call them fossils, so they're like fake fossils, so fish, and then you get ripped mouse legs off, cut a load of the flesh in the top half of the skin off, and then poke them into the fish's body to give them legs and arms, make them look like little mad dinosaurs and that.
I think what would really help at this moment is if you saw some of the work. Just to be clear, are you on a come down or a hangover today?
I'm not, no.
Are we feeling particularly fresh, delicate?
I'm
or...
fresh, but I'm.
I think you will be tomorrow because I think you're going to need a drink after
I'm
this.
I'm a bit uneasy with dead animals.
I'm
going to
put it
round
there not to ruin any surprises for you. Where should we? You've got a bit of an idea, Tom. Where should we sort of start?
I think dealer's choice, mate. Whichever one you think.
We'll go for this one first,
I've already seen these because Jack's been on Dead Man Talking.
What is it?
You've got to be putting that on, bro.
What is it?
It's a toilet brush, like.
But what's the leg?
Oh, made out of Day's leg, yeah.
Oh, right.
And a little bit of duckling up here. Just to.
It's actually quite artistic.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Have a feel of it.
Rub? I don't want to touch this.
Rub his leg.
I don't want to rub his leg.
Oh, no, because he's shooting
that. That's not skin there. That's just like keratin or whatever it's in. Yeah.
You eat animals, though, all the time.
Yeah, but no, but I don't scrub my toilets with them.
Well, maybe you should start.
I admire the craftsmanship, to be fair.
Oh, honestly, feel the back of the leg. It's so good.
Oh, my God, no.
You're grabbing his arm.
Stop it, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it. I don't like fur.
Oh, this is going to be an hard hour.
And it's not for... I just find it weird.
What's weird about it?
Like.
This is the podcast where we talk about weird obsessions.
I know. Oh, listen, I'm not judging. It's just it's my own neurosis.
You can judge your way. You go, and what do you reckon's wrong with me there? And if you want to play shrink.
It's my own neuroses. I admire the craftsmanship and the inventiveness of it, though. Definitely.
You said you're scared of the idea of dead birds, so we're gonna tiptoe towards more of a dead bird. I got a little bit of a dead bird for you. It's one of these, man. It's called a little sausage, man. So. I hope they can see your face on this, because the way you're looking there, you look genuinely confused, bro.
That looks like me out of the shower.
It's duckling skin, a bit of duckling feather.
I do like it, though.
Like it.
What's the pink thing?
Silicon.
All
right. Not flesh, right? That'd be... So it's got little pubes in it.
I'd have that as a key ring.
Yeah?
That is
good. Do you sell them as key rings?
Nah, but I might start. Do you want to turn it into a key? You want it? You can have it if you want that.
I think my... my misconceptions are being blown away.
Right, yeah.
Because I thought it was literally just, the other eerie ones that you see, like the cliche ones that you see on a wooden pedestal thing.
Yeah, you're thinking it's just going to be taxidermy that's done badly.
Yeah, someone who's doing it.
These are little cute things. That's a good way to remember an animal. Do you like when someone's granddad dies and they make him into an egg timer?
Yeah. An egg timer?
That's what I mean, though.
He loved boiled eggs.
Just his head on a desk with his tongue out. You just twist the tongue round.
Well,
ticking down. His at the last minute, when the bell goes, his eyelids open.
Well, he was a soldier.
Imagine that. You went to a company and just went, yeah, but like to make him not like that. What are you doing? That's a sick idea.
I mean, to be fair, that's just... duck's hair, right?
Well, yeah. So you could make that out of
skin
alive.
Is there.
Skin is there. Well, you could make it out of... You could shave your ducks down, get a shaved duck.
Yeah. And then you could use them again and again. We do it with sheep.
Yeah, yeah. Start shearing ducks.
What do we make sheep?
Imagine that, mate, at the the country fair and that. It's just like some mentalist stood there. I imagine he'd have like blackout glasses on. I don't know why, but I imagine him to look a bit like a blind man. And he's just there shearing down ducks.
Wouldn't you pluck a duck?
Oh, you might pluck a duck. But if you wanted it all, you'd want it.
You can pluck a dead one. It takes a while and it's best wearing rubber gloves. I used to have to do it at the butcher's because they got the downing. If you don't do it with rubber gloves, you basically got to do it twice. You just end up getting cramped.
Well, I can see they all stay on.
Yeah, you got like regular feathers there, and then underneath is like this sort of shit here, where it's a bit more like fur.
Just to be clear, you worked at the butcher's. You didn't.
Yeah,
just
I didn't
go
just used to break in and that, and just like mess with the dead stuff. No,
or take your own ducks there. I just like the smell.
They're still alive. Yeah. Taking them home, making them little coats out of rat.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you taxidermed?
Yeah, I did it with a little mouse. I did it with my girlfriend in my mum's back garden. We came up from.
How old was you?
I was about 22, 21, 22.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
So 7 years in the game.
Yeah.
Well, you're a professional taxidermist now, right?
I would describe this as my trade.
Yeah.
Like, I'd learned how to do butchering and gardening and stuff, but this is much more
fun. So do you get requests for things?
Yeah, but I try not to do that because people are either mental and want stuff that's just weird.
What kind of things?
My standards. There was a guy, the one that stands out the most is a guy that wanted a fox raping a badger, but he described it as a fox interfering with a badger. And then when I told him you can't really do badgers, he immediately switched it to a hedgehog. So it didn't. The animals didn't matter. I could have told him no fox, lad, and he would have gone, all right, well, a cat raping an hedgehog would have been fine for him, I reckon.
I reckon he's about, if you'd have told him three animals that he can't do, he'd have just gone to people.
Maybe he'd just get sick of it and be like, me Auntie Deborah
and
John
me.
From up
is
the way.
Is there any locality about taxidermy person? If I had it in my will, I would be taxidermed and stuck in my house as a coat rack.
Grey area.
It's a grey area.
Yeah. There was a guy called Robert Lenkovics, an artist from Plymouth, and he knew an homeless guy that he used to take butties to. The story goes, he lived on a tip, and then the homeless fellow was like, when I'm dead, you can do what you want with my body. Now, I don't know if the homeless guy just hadn't been touched in a while and was hoping that, you know, Lenkovics might just slip him one when he was dead, but he ended up keeping him in a drawer.
A draw?
Yeah. Police used to come round, apparently, and have a look at it and be like, you can't have this, mate. But apparently it was fine because he'd signed certain paperwork. I've had loads of people, nutters, send me messages saying that when I die, mate, I've signed things to say that my body's coming to you. And I hope to fuck the chatting shit in it. But, you know, because imagine if they all turned up a couple of weeks, one
would
after the
other.
Would you
try to lie at that, morally? Or would you
not morally, no.
Just legally?
The legality of it, yeah, that's a bit of a thing. But I don't think I would really have any qualms with chopping up a dead person that I didn't know and didn't have an hand in killing.
I think just the logistics of it as well. Like,
yeah.
Like if you've got three... Because you've got like a studio, right, where you do where you work. So if you get a body delivered and someone sees that you're getting a body delivered who's in like the next office, and then you get another one the next day, they're going
to... Or a whole family that's signed up to it and they've all died in a car crash. So I just get a bag of like bits. Yeah. Just of all these different kids' heads and that.
Or they did like a mass suicide.
I once went and picked up, there was this fella that used to shoot foxes for a farmer. And he, instead of chucking, because he found out if you chuck them in a bush, all you end up with is more like badgers and shit coming and harassing the livestock. So I met him through some weird fucking cultish breakfast thing I got invited to, which was a bit like... dinner for schmucks, but at like 6:30 in the morning it turned out. They went a few times, but anyway, I met him through that and he gave me, I got this guy's number and I ended up getting a bag of a couple of dead foxes off him and then I brought them back to my old studio, but I had to park in front of it and it's near a load of bars and that, so there was people. I got out of the car and went to the back of my car and grabbed out this bag of dead foxes. He'd left them in a clear bag, big clear bin bag, and these two people, one of them like I like pupils like fucking 2 pence pieces, mate. And the other lad was like staggering, and they both just saw this bag of dead foxes looked at me, and then looked back, took a step back, and crossed over. And I had never felt so powerful, not since I was like 13 with my Rottweiler on a chain.
Now you just carry dead foxes around, just
keep one in the car.
That is a strong image, though, isn't it?
I think maybe that's what women should do when they're walking home at night.
Well, it's never rape a lot, I'll get a dead fox out.
No, just swing it around, measuring rooms.
No man is raping a woman who's got a bag of dead foxes.
Nah, but the ones that are going to be fucking relentless, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
You're going to keep away the other goes, but the ones who do it sort of like professional, well, not professional is the wrong word, but
Yeah, the ones that are really into it.
The ones that have done it a few times and are like, I need a bit of a thrill now.
the kinky rape.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wish he was carrying some fucking dead animals.
I want the smell of old flesh meat.
I'd like now to you to show Jamie, and I don't want to give it away too much. The pencil sharpener. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I didn't expect that, mate. If you're acting, mate, that's incredible, and you should get a.
Oh my god!
Look at its eyes, mate. It's got googly eyes.
It's got googly eyes.
Do you not think that takes the edge off? No.
I admire, again, it's inventive, but oh my god.
You've not even seen the inventive bit of it yet.
Well, it opens up down the back. Like that.
What's you getting out of that year seven?
I've genuinely had one person buy one of these off me so that if you took, you couldn't take your kid out of school without getting something like a big fine for it.
Yeah.
But the kid kept taking one of these to school to get suspended and acting up with it. He got suspended for a week and then they went on holiday and saved himself on the fine.
That is a genius move.
Yeah. I tried selling him like that as well, but no one really went for it.
Get out of school
with
this.
Have you got a pencil? Because I think you've nicked your pencil.
I've not got a pencil.
I remember...
Well, we're going to have to pretend.
Yeah.
We're going.
But it's got...
I've got a pencil sharpener up its arsehole where its ball sack used to be.
So I mean, that's just sentences you think you're going to hear in life.
It works. I've tried it.
Yeah, open this.
It's just a little locket. What's that made out of?
That's probably some form of nickel. He's just touching.
It's just metal.
So for those listening, he's just tapping the metal,
so
terrifying.
So you just put that in?
Well, just have an open it up, bro.
Oh, no, what is it, though? Is it a dead animal?
Part of one.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
So what's...
Honestly, this is one of the nicer ones, I think.
Is this going to jump out at me like one of them fucking toys?
No, snakes? Not like them fucking... No. That's a fucking mint idea, though, right? I'll be making that on T-shirt for my shop next week.
Come here, give it here.
I don't want to do it. I'm so nervous. I don't like shocks.
There's no shock. There's no shock.
It's
not even that bad. It's not even that bad.
Did you used to get scared watching Most Haunted as a kid?
Yeah, open it for me.
It's just...
What is it?
It's just fur.
It's rat ball sack.
Oh, sorry, rat ball sack.
There's my scrotum pendants.
Do you not want a scrotum pendant?
I don't want a scrotum.
Do you want to give it a little rub, Jamie?
It's lucky. Good luck.
Is it good luck?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a successful tour of this.
Yeah. It's the patron saint of stand-up tours.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you know, when I first went on Dead Man Talking, pre-Dead Man Talk, They showed me a video that got banned. I don't know if you ever saw it, of the guy shagging the dead rat.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that.
It looked exactly like that.
Did it?
And I went out afterwards, and I was just sat in the bar on my own. I was out with friends, but I was just sat on the table on my own, just really hollowed out. And my mate was like...
Like that rat?
My mate went, can sharpen pencil in the arse. And my mate went, it's everything all right with you? He went, I'm just gone. All my skin had gone.
I'm just really horny.
Oh, there's something about dead animals, man. Just to detach yourself.
That's weird. You're weird thinking that about dead animals. Anyway, what else is in your little box?
I really didn't expect this from you.
Why did you?
This is amazing. I was hoping you'd be into it, laughing and that, but I feel like I've just ruined your day.
You're not ruining my day. It's great.
Ruined his year.
Would you like to have a go of it? You don't have to really. The skin will only touch your wrist.
Fucking no chance.
No, you don't like a fox's head made into a glove puppet, then, no. Not for you.
You see, the thing is with this one, it reminds me of Bodger and Badger, and that brings mashed potato connotations.
Oh, right, so the fox's severed head is reminding you of mashed potato.
You know, because it reminds me of Bodger.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a different animal, but it's a severed head with a hand in it.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I like it.
Is it comfort?
It is, actually. I feel like I could play baseball with this. like the eyes as well.
Hello. I was hoping they'd glow in the dark, but I probably should have checked that before I used them.
Oh well, you can. What did you do with the original fox's eyeballs?
They will have gone to the incinerator. You take them to like a knackering yard and that, get them sent to there, and they get burnt.
Right.
Do you do anything with eyeballs? Or are they like?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to see some eyeballs?
I don't want to see eyeballs, no.
Yeah, I got this.
What are they?
I call them heads of tails. It's chicken eyes and mouse tails. Baby chicken eyeballs.
What's it in?
Resin. Like a plastic.
Oh, it's like a nice sad face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got happy faces, sad faces and okay faces.
I like that. That's... the thing is, I don't want my reaction to come across as insulting.
No, I don't care. I get much worse than that on that one, don't you worry.
Because I admire the inventiveness of what to do with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the imagination is incredible.
But I just, yeah, it's just a shock to see.
It's just not for you.
A fox's head as a dog talk.
Continuing the stationary theme, could you do the... Because I thought when I first saw those eyes and that tail, I thought it was in a rubber, like an eraser.
It'd be pretty grim though, because then once you burn through the rubber, you just end up with a rotten eyeball, because that's going to heat up as well in the rubber.
Yeah, but then that would really motivate you not to make a mistake.
Return business as well.
That's how we teach kids to learn. Yeah. If you make too many mistakes, you've got to carry around these eyeballs for the rest of the year.
Well, you've not capitalised that pronoun. No.
One more till the eye. Little Sally's like,
what? We do have a pencil.
Also, it...
Do you want to see it sharpen?
That is amazing. That is pretty... Have you ever said to anyone, do you want me to sharpen this pencil with this rat's bumhole? Has anyone ever said no?
Yeah. When I've tried doing arts markets and that, I don't get accepted to that many arts markets because people worry that I'll upset people and that with it.
Right.
And other people say this isn't really what we want. There's a town called Totnes where I tried to apply for a Christmas market.
Southwest,
down in Devon. And they said you can't. This isn't really what our town's ethos is.
Right.
Having like dead rats on the table. And I got pissed off and was like, what are you on about? And then I got quite like fixated on it and ended up listing all the fishmongers, leather workers, butchers in the area and that. And I got banned from taking part in events at Totnes by the mayor.
That's a very good point, really, because there's no difference to you making a pencil case out of that than a leather wallet.
No.
It's essentially just carrying stuff
out. It's still got the hair on it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you made a wallet out of a full cow... That would be probably excessive.
Yeah. No one's got that much stuff either.
No.
That'd be like, that sounds like a Balenciaga product, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Full cow wallet.
Yeah, you've got to be really rich to have that.
You've got to have a team to carry it around with you. I don't know.
What is your favourite animal to use?
I like rats. I like the idea of how much stuff can you make out of rats. Because you can make airy danglers, which are these little balls with elastic on to put in your car mirror. It's your little balls, and then you can take the tails as well, make little wrigglers. So it's like a little snake creature out of the tail and a bit of like its back skin and that.
Where'd you get your supplies from?
Pet shops. They sell them dead to feed the snakes and stuff.
Oh, right.
And some stuff's off pest controls and estate managers. Like people that kill moles and squirrels and that, you can get them in the post.
What's the most exotic?
I used to put... So the pet shop had this weird woman who decided that her bearded dragons had bred and that she was going to hatch the eggs, and then as soon as they hatched she was like, I don't want a dozen baby bearded dragons, I'm going to take them to the pet shop and give them to him. But she took them in a little tiny Tupperware box in the middle of winter with a little bit of water in, and they all died on the way there, so he ended up with these in his freezer and was like, oh, I'll have them meat. So I set them in resin like the eyeballs, but on little crucifixes in the resin. That's probably the most exotic little Jesus lizards.
That's a nice little artistic, real religious point.
No,
it's just, well, I mean, you've got like the lizard people theory and stuff like that, but also like Easter was coming up and I needed quite something
layered.
For Easter.
Oh, it's layered, very layered.
Anyway, what's your favourite crisps?
Probably chili Eat Wave Doritos, I'd say.
Good
crisps.
Or the barbecue Pringles, but you've got to be feeling like you're ready to treat yourself to get them.
They're a party crisp, mate. What animal do you think would make a good crisp packet?
Little moles, mate. Hollow out a little mole, and then you got little, like imagine if you could have miniature skips the size of magic stars, and you could have them in a little bag of moleskin.
Can we? And you can say no if you want.
I think something reptilian. Right, or okay. Amphibious. Joker's the texture. Too old.
Yeah, they'd last a while.
Like a little frog packet.
Yeah, maybe. Like a bullfrog.
Yeah, bullfrog's good.
Yeah, or a snake for Pringles.
Oh, yeah. Snake for Pringles is good.
Could we, and you can say no if you want, can I put some of those crisps in that rat and eat the crisps out of the rat?
If you don't get fucking like grease on the fur because it's bought and paid for. If you got a little hoover afterwards.
I've got a hoover afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't fucking like, obviously don't lick the skin around.
Okay, I'm not going to lick the skin. I'm thinking of using it as like a little bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't go mad on it, innit? Because like I say, so it belongs to someone.
Chip shop curry sauce McCoy's today. Would you like a bag of chip shop curry McCoy's with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't really say that. Chip shop curry sauce McCoy's.
It's a novelty flavour.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, it's a very novelty flavour. And so I'm going to eat them out of this wrap.
They smell nice, don't it?
Very careful. That's a good crisp bowl, I think.
Probably might be quite good for dieting as well.
Pardon?
Dieting and portion control.
That's a good point. This will stop you. This might stop your missus from taking your crisps off you.
Mm. Might make you eat less as well. You're thinking, I don't really want to eat them now that they've been in a dead rat.
Oh, my God. Can you taxidermy a bee?
You can preserve them.
Yeah.
You can't really skin them and that. It's just sort of like a juice inside of bugs, isn't it?
I was stung by a bee last week. Could you?
Did it still hurt after a while?
Yeah, it's still hurting now. It's like a week ago. Yeah.
I always thought it was just like a kid thing. When you get stung, it hurts for a bit, like nettles, and then you forget about it. But I've not been stung as an adult.
Not bees.
I don't know, this one fucked me up. It was in my hood, and then it started raining. Put my hood up, didn't know there was a bee there. Stung me in the back of the head.
It's weird we're speaking about taxidermy, because a couple of nights ago, I woke up in cold sweats because I had a nightmare about a stuffed bee.
Okay.
Is that where that came from then?
This big bee was following me around, and my mum was like, oh, we need to get the queen bee. And Freddie, funny enough, got it out of my cupboard, and it was like this bee mummified,
right,
but huge one. Do you know that wasp Pokemon?
Beedrill. Yeah, Beedrill. Vespi Queen.
Yeah, baby Beedrill. Yeah. The big head. Like an alien head.
And it's got little drills on his hands, kind
of. Yeah, it was that massive and cocooned, and Freddie Quinn got it out of my cupboard for me. Oh. When the Queen's dead, now you'll be sound.
What do you think it means?
Well, I googled what does dreaming about bees mean.
Yeah.
It's apparently positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so now you...
Because I have connotations with work ethic and stuff.
It sounds a lot...
Yeah, but the mummification and that seems...
Yeah, maybe my work's been stifled.
Yeah, I think it sounds very death heavy, because bees hurt. Freddie nearly died, and he killed the queen. Yeah. So, maybe you're going to die.
Well, if I do, please buy our coffee. Buy me a coffee to pay for the funeral cost.
Yeah. Well, funeral cost, we could just get you stuffed.
Isn't it, yeah? I've got space in my freezer.
Do another sandwich with me.
Can we make Jamie's head the same as that fox head? And I'll just use it as a glove puppet.
Yeah, yeah. Take off a bit of his skin here to like maybe down to his like chest, so it covers up your arm quite nicely, like one of them Godzilla puppets from the late 90s.
Yeah. What would you do with my body in your inventive taxidermy ways?
It'd be good if you could get your arm with a little keyhole socket, like a keyhole joint, so you could pop it on the wall, and then you'd put like a something like this in it with a bend. So you've got something to shake hands and sell it for virtual meetings.
Yes.
You rent them out. You rent out the pair, innit?
You put it like on your laptop.
Yeah. Attach it to the wall behind.
At the end of it.
Nice to meet you. And you each, you just each see this dead guy's hand, just the fingertips rubbing them.
Or if you're a germaphobe and you go into a job interview and you're like, oh, I'm going to shake some hands.
You just whip that out of you. Pulling it out like a shotgun on GTA. He's just
got
out
a severed hand.
Yeah, I don't know what germaphobe will have a severed hand to avoid being touched.
Well, it's very clean. Yeah. Keeps it very clean. Keeps it in cellophane and stuff. Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
the germaphobes on that. That sounds like a JML product, doesn't it?
A job interview of all places. Do you have any special requirements for this interview? Yes, I will be bringing my severed hand.
Do you have a place you severed hand on?
You have a severed hand rack.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is there any animal obviously that you'd love to do more than any other animal, like a ridiculous anything?
Panda sofa, beanbag panda.
Nah, it's but it still looks like a panda, innit? Mm. Nah, it's
oh,
a
you
bit
want
like,
to change?
Yeah, I want a bit. So I'd rather show people look at it and they're like, what is that? Like, if you're going to go bear, like, you know, like a sun bear, it's got that weird crescent thing there. Yeah. Imagine if you could put a little DVD player slot in there. Like, the rest of it's just a bear, and then there's just a SCART lead coming out the back of it to your telly.
Oh, so it's not got a screen, it's just got the
DVD
player.
Yeah, it's just a DVD player, like, 3 foot in the air.
So you still have to attach it to a TV.
Yeah.
Could you not put a TV in it as well, like a telly TV?
Yeah, but then you're wasting all that bear, innit? Like, what do you do with that, then?
I'd be more judgmental off someone having a DVD player in 2023. You have a stuffed bear.
Yeah, they make it a DVD player, and then put that in the loft. Because it's streaming and stuff. I like that. I like incorporating technology in stuff.
Like a toaster in a rabbit. You want to show him a little rabbit toaster.
No.
It's mad that you'll eat out of it though, man, and not touch it.
Well, the things I'll do for Chris, man.
No. Have a little rub of his tail. It feels nice. It's a nice tail. You're saying like the reptiles we're eating crisps out of. It's got a nice feel to it.
Oh my god.
Go the other way. Go like you, it's like you're trying to stroke a cat backwards, like you've got something wrong
like
with
that.
It. There you go. Yeah.
Is that what tails are made out of?
I don't understand the question, bro.
They're made out of tails.
I don't know how to answer that, innit? That's mental.
So here's the rabbit toast.
No, I mean, is that's not a rat's tail, is it?
Yeah, of course.
But aren't rat's tails pink?
They're all different colours, man. It depends on the rat, innit?
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. I don't see colour.
Not racist when it comes to rat's tails. This is the rabbit toaster. I mean, that is pretty impressive, isn't it?
It's impressive.
It took a rabbit and a bit. I thought I'd be able to do it out of one rabbit, but it just needed a little bit more of another rabbit.
Oh,
but only
right.
About, like, whatever that is.
Is
like
that
3
what you use at home, or is it just...
No, fuck no, it'd burn your house down, that.
Oh, would it, yeah?
Yeah, very dangerous.
So it's not a working toaster.
It was, and then once I sold it, I stripped the electrics out of it just in case someone comes back off the face and wants to show off to someone they met in the pub.
Yeah.
And like, watch this, and then they just set on fire.
Do you have any stuff that is workable that people can buy?
Sometimes I'll make staplers out of mine.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Bits like that.
Yeah.
But electrical stuff.
I tell you what, make a good staple. A crocodile's head.
It would.
That'd be class.
Yeah.
I'd never stop using it. I'd just be constantly looking for stuff to staple.
Just folding paper over and over.
It'd be good to touch as well, not just the...
You really want to touch reptiles, innit, bro?
No.
You keep going on about it, though. Well, I haven't got them, don't worry.
No,
there's none in there.
The thing is, I like the idea of wanting to touch them.
Right.
But I remember when I was on a lad's holiday, I was in the Spanish. You know, like you have your picture taken with a snake.
Yeah, like a shopping centre.
I didn't notice this guy was in the bar. And the snake licked my elbow and I nearly fainted. Because it just stuck its little tongue out.
It sounds like it bit you. That's why you nearly fainted.
No, it just like...
just licked you.
I went, what the fuck's that? I thought it was a raindrop at first.
Yeah.
I thought, the fuck's that? And he turned around and snake in my face.
So when you thought it was a raindrop, I assume you weren't scared. But when you realised it was a snake, but the did shock, you freak out?
Yeah, the shock of seeing a snake when you're expecting rain.
Yeah, I suppose that
is. It's raining snakes.
That is, yeah, unexpected. What have you had anything that you've tried to do that has just been too difficult?
I tried to make a, I think it was a rabbit, into one of the old under them automatic air fresheners. And I just couldn't get it to not spray the air freshener on the skin. So I never finished it and just took it apart. Made
I couldn't get through the hole.
Could get it through the hole, but the air freshener, no matter what, even like a little plastic shot glass and medication cups and stuff around it to shield the skin, the liquid still found a way to go onto the skin or drip down onto it. So they just fucked it over time.
Right.
Made it smell of whatever, like sea salt or whatever you had in it.
And what's your biggest seller? What do you sell the most of? Because these are all for sale on your website. Which
yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
What's it called, your website?
Worldaroundyou.com with EWE, though, not like the person.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Biggest seller, the fucking sausage men have been doing well recently because they're only like £6.
Right.
People love the duck good. Pubes. There's a It's hard to say whether these things will sell. I make ornaments and they tend to go. I made one that I managed to sell twice because someone bought it and then within half an hour they sent me an email saying my missus has just found out I've bought something called a pedo keeping score and she's saying I can't have it in my house. So I had to give him his money back and then sold it to someone else.
What's the pedo keeping score?
It was
stuffed a pedo?
No. It was this weird ceramic ornament of what looked like maybe a monk with a hole in his shoe. And he was holding up a placard that said 6 nippers. And its head was all scratched and chipped, so I cut its head off with my Dremel and replaced it, made a big head out of like all different skins and stuff. Can't quite remember exactly what. And I called it a pedo keeping score because of that 6 nippers sign, because I don't know what else that would be for.
Yeah, anyway.
What's he showing off about with that? Or what's he protesting?
6 nippers. I don't know.
I don't know. The only thing I could think of was like he's back in China before they were like, you can only have the one. And he's like, no, I need
we want 6.
Yeah.
What do we want? 5 more kids.
People lying in the streets. We want 4 kids.
Looking at the spaces around them.
Yeah. what is the general reaction that people give when they...
I know it sounds like cliche if that's the word, but it cuts people down the middle, innit? People are either like, that's...
I mean, it cuts them down the middle,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Or they're like, this is fucking hanging, you're disgusting, you're a monster. Yeah. I get messages like that all the time. I used to get death threats a lot. And normally it'd be old people, man, sending you death threats. One of them was off this little old woman who told me that she wished or hoped that someone had put meat hooks in the backs of my calves and dangled me upside down and bleed me out. And I was like, I sent her a message back. It was so specific, man, so specific. And I sent a message back saying something like, you could never fucking lift me over your shoulder. it was crazy. It was like a paragraph about it. I used to get a lot of that. I had some girl in Birmingham saying that she knows where I live. I don't think I've ever stopped in Birmingham apart from nipping off for a cig on the bus. And they said they know where to live. They're sending the brother around now. And I was like, mate, that is not me. You're going to be beating someone up saying this is for the mice. And he's going to be like, what the fuck are you on about?
Putting pencil sharpeners up his
That'd be so scary.
Taxidermy vigilante, that's a good cartoon, isn't it? So I'm going around to beat taxidermy and stuff.
So, do you ever kill the animals yourself, or are they all
dead?
No,
I'm not weird, innit?
Yeah, definitely not weird. I mean, I just love this rap, man. It's so good.
Do you reckon we can make him rock back and forth if I get something else on? Let's be trying.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking metronome. What about just get to that?
I like the little... I think it's because it's the in sign. Full body shape.
Okay, so when it's like it's disembodied, like, it's all right.
Yeah. Listen, my moral compass is all over the place. I don't really have a moral issue with it. I just find it striking.
Disgusting. Okay.
Not disgusting. Oh. I find it striking.
Yeah. I get what you mean, because that one looks like a rat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got crisps in it now, but...
It's like, you know, when you get if you get fish and it's like its head on. I have the same
yeah.
sort of reaction, I suppose. Well, I don't have any... moral qualms.
How do you feel about Billy Bearham?
And turkey dinosaurs.
Fish fingers in a way.
It's just the striking nature of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What else have you got in your box? There's one that I really like, the chick.
I'll get that out in a second. So just grab me a brew. Have a look at that. See if you work out what that is. It's only plastic, so you can't feel it. Go on, grab it. Be brave, Jamie. Go on. Go on. It's all right, bro. There we go.
Oh, I love that effect.
Yeah.
That's got to be goose.
Goose.
Goose feather.
No. Miles away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look.
It's a very specific part of a mouse.
Brain. Heart.
No. No.
Anus.
There you go. Yes. One more, mate. Now, what would you call that? If you had to sell that to people and give it a catchy name, and I hope it's not better than mine, but what name would you give that to
the
sell
Star
to?
Of an Ace.
The what?
The Star of an Ace.
Yeah, because there's that thing, isn't there?
What the fuck is that?
There's that thing you put in cake, Star of an Ace.
Okay.
What's that herb called?
I don't know.
And I know what you mean.
You can't go back
Star of an Ace or something. A-N-I-S-E.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
What did you call it?
I like that though, it's the Star of Anusi or something. I called it Star Soul.
Star Soul is great.
Thank you.
That is brilliant.
Star Soul is very good.
I don't know why.
A bit less niche than Star of Anusi.
Yeah, no, imagine having to explain that one.
That's for the highbrow man.
The highbrow gentleman who wants to buy a mouse's anus.
Oh no, loads of Star Soul, loads of Star of Anusi. I like that's cool.
Yeah, it is the. So this one might be a bit much for you, bro.
Oh,
I don't think it will. I think this will be. I think you'll like this.
But
one.
It is disembodied. But you have. Been
it's not
warned,
like a full
you
know, animal.
Does it have eyes?
Not real. Like, it's got googly eyes, mate. I put googly eyes on them all. So there you go. Broken him.
Can you describe what you're seeing there, Jamie?
It's a severed chick's head on a pair of big tits.
Yeah.
Eyes.
And the tits bobble a bit. It's a duckling, little duckling's there.
Well, do you know, that's answered like the age old question, which way round would you fuck a mermaid? And a lot of people go for the lady's body, because you get the vagina, but I couldn't fuck a fish head.
No, that's definitely the wrong way around.
Is that the normal way around?
I think most people go with like Ariel from The Little Mermaid rather than a big
giant
version. Half a fish head and a minge, because you could just shag a big fish,
isn't it? Just cut a hole in the fish, cut a fish in half,
yeah,
or three quarters if you're lucky.
I feel like it's looking at me.
What do you think this one's called? This one's got a great name.
Oh, go on.
Chick with a duck.
It says chick with a dick.
Oh, right.
Professional comedian Jamie O'Tuck's in there.
So puns. Two of the dogs, guys.
Would you shag a fish though if it was just a decent sized fish, as in decent, as in hefty? Not like I'm not saying suggesting you like big women, but just a big fish you get your hands around it, but it's got human tits.
Oh.
Well, because you're saying you like the tits, so would that be enough? Or how much of a person do you need on the fish?
It's not that I love the tits; it's that I don't like the fish head.
Right.
So
a human head on a fish would be enough of a percentage of a person on a mermaid.
Yeah, how much fish, like, are you got, like, a fish head, I think I could deal with that if it was just a woman's body and a fish head. But if it was half fish.
Or what about a fish's head with a person's face, or a human head with a fish face? It's just a human head with just skin and eyes on the side of their head. So it's humanoid, but
if it's got human eyes, if it's got the love in their eyes.
Like a barnyard animal kind of thing.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. If it's got doting eyes.
If
you want it to be able to show fear.
If your girlfriend I assume we'll watch this, turned into half a fish woman, would you still go out with her?
I'd love her relentlessly no matter what. I'd love her if she was a pencil case with a sharpie on her ass.
Jack, what part of your girlfriend have you turned into an animal?
Just the feet.
Just the feet.
I like the idea of hoofs so you can know when she's coming.
Do Is she into? Because you said the first time you did Tatsunomi was with her. Is she still into it?
Yes, every now and then she'll come and help me out. She's been working normal jobs, so where she can't really, weirdly, like mental health and stuff, so she can't really be found out to be coming to my office, my studio and harvesting mouse testicles for me and that. But that's what she's done for me in the past. I just give her a pile of dead mice and be like, I need the bollocks and kidneys out of them. So she'll whip them out for me.
So do you have to, like, fillet them and stuff as well? No.
So I buy the rat. It's a whole rat. All its insides are in it.
Oh, yeah.
Skin the rat. And then if I want to use the organs to make bits like that or, like, take the intestines out of a mouse, put them in a love heart, then you just sort of break the flesh part of it and then the organs are all inside it.
What triggers you to first try it out?
I was looking... Oh, well, I wanted to impress my missus, which is, this felt like a nice way to do it. And it was something to do as well. We've been at my mum's. So I live down in Devon now. But... We was at my mum's and we'd been there for about a week and we were a bit bored. And we were looking on eBay at weird shit and there was loads of people doing taxidermy who thought they were mint at it, but they weren't. And they didn't do it with like any sense of irony or anything like that, and they were charging well over the odds. Yeah. And I was like, I could do this better because I'd been in a butcher's. I know I'm good with a knife in it, so I thought I could do that. And then as we got it, my mum came back and was like, yeah, there's a frozen mouse for you. I didn't know she was going to come back with it. If she'd never brought that back, I probably never would have tried it.
Parents,
Really pushing you into it. On the sidelines, shouting at everyone else. This is a taxidermy competition.
Not brushing fur!
How far... Is there like a taxidermy World Cup or like a World Championships or anything?
There's championships, yeah, but I think they're in America. And I honestly don't think I'd do very well. I don't know if they have like a novelty round. If they did like a bake-off of taxidermy, I think I'd be better as the host rather than a competitor.
Oh, no, bake-off of taxidermy. It sounds like a show that we need to pitch.
Or the comedian's trying to taxiderm something.
Yeah, for stand-up to cancer.
Fucking mint that.
Imagine the vegans coming after us. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm pitching that show tomorrow.
Definitely 6 months away from that, aren't we?
I think that's definitely a special we could make.
Yeah, I'll miss that one.
I assume you're not like a vegetarian or a vegan, right?
No, never even dabbled.
No.
Not even at uni or not, you know.
Are they like your biggest sort of critics then?
Vegans,
but they're already dead though.
Yeah, because you're not killing them.
No,
are they?
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think this causes a market for it. They think me making a few pencil cases a month out of a rat is making some guy somewhere be like, oh yeah, bit of an uptake here. And then somehow maybe forcing the rats on each other to make more rats. Because you can only make so many rats, isn't it, really? Yeah, it's not like there's a...
It's not the famously not a shy animal from shagging, are they?
Exactly, yeah. There's too many, if anything. Yeah. And how many pencil cases do people need? Uh-huh. Pencil cases are outdated. Well, you need laptop bags. That's what you need.
That's
to
That's a shout, don't
Yeah. What animal do you think would be a good laptop bag?
It'd be good to like, take about 5 squirrels, so like flatten them out, sew about 5 squirrels together, and then have all the arms and legs still loose on it, just not stuffed, just so they can flick around.
Because you could use the limbs as like... cables, pockets,
zippers as well. Yeah,
mouse mat.
I've never made a mouse mat. Someone does make rug rats though, which mouse mats made out of rats. I've seen that before. But I do make little memory sticks out of mice, USB memory sticks. Initially, I made them so they were like 64 megabyte, and then I realised that shit, no one can use it. So I started doing 32 gig ones, and so people can actually use them for like school and uni and work and that.
Imagine turning up at uni with that. I mean, surely a mouse.
It's been done. People have done that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit on the nose, that one. It's a bit like that's 101, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to copy it, innit? Because then I'd look like a cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like stepping on someone's toes. And
bedding?
Bedding
would be rank, mate. That.
Really?
I think they'd be hanging.
What?
I mean, maybe like a nice big cow skin if it's all one piece. But I think there's going to be a little, and it'd take ages. If I made like a bed sheet out of rats, like a nice fitted sheet with elastic around the edges.
I think you need a big animal, like a bear. Or like a furry bear or something. They used to be things, didn't they? Like rugs made out of bears.
Yeah, you'd have that. But I don't know if they were making like bed sheets out of it and lying on it and that. Especially if like longer hair would be all right, but short hairs. You get them short hairs in your ass crack or in your foreskin or something, you're going to know in the morning, aren't you? You're going to have a little bit of a
itch.
Yeah, at least.
See, now everything I buy in the next week, I'm going to think, what would be the best animal to make this out of?
Could I fit this in a hamster?
Yeah, is that what your life is like now? Because this is your... This is your obsession, your full-time job.
Yeah.
Are you just constantly thinking, what can I make out of that, or what can I make that into?
Yeah, man, supermarkets, farms, zoos, it's all the same. Looking at stuff on supermarket shelves, being like, I reckon I could fit that in a rat, you know. Would that be funny? Where's a pun there? Is there a pun? I'll be walking around. If I don't think of one by the time I leave, it's never going
to
get me.
How many pelicans to make a cement mixer?
Well, like Flintstones style, sort of.
Freaking Flintstones.
That's a good idea. Maybe you should go to the Flintstones. I bet you get loads of ideas out of
copy the Flintstones.
Pelican gullet water bombs.
Yeah.
Water pistols, mate, so you can pump the... Yeah. So you pump up the beak like that. The gullet thing. Not the gusset.
You know the pool noodle things?
Yeah.
Like a snake out of a pool noodle.
What's a pool noodle?
You know, like the big floats, like the big long... like noodles that you have in a pool.
Oh, like big... Like you said,
like a big floppy stick.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Or what about the things outside car dealerships?
Yes.
It's lots of snakes.
A giraffe.
That'd be good. The giraffe would be nice. The snakes would be good though if they weren't sewn up, so they do just fucking flail.
Yeah.
So people are looking at it, going, what the fuck is that? And they all get close and then react like you. Yeah. And then you shit themselves when it gets like, figured out what it is.
Have you contacted zoos to get like mad animals?
Never zoos, only cat sanctuaries. Tried cat sanctuaries when I was first early on in it. Never tried a dog sanctuary. I've tried ringing pest controllers and they don't take you seriously either.
No.
Orphanages would be good. It'd be fucking mint, mate. Little suitcases.
I think then maybe you are making a mark out of it.
Got a little kid as a bookend.
I think you need to go a bit further back. Abortion clinics.
Yeah.
Do you make out of a fetus?
Just pop them in little jars, mate. If you could put
your feet in a fetus.
If you could put fetuses in jars, you'd make a fucking fortune, mate. People would love that. Oh, yeah. Baby heads in jars.
There's got to be a rule against that, right?
I would have hoped so.
Yeah.
Condoms out of fetuses.
Yes.
The circle of life.
Yeah.
I've become everything I hate.
The circle of prevention.
Or not even as to wear as a Johnny, just still in the Johnny packet. And then when you get back, and if you've had like a change of mind, you have a bit of regret setting in, maybe sobering up, you just open it up and show it to them.
Oh, yeah. Like, it works. It's contraception. People run away.
Here's my little embryo here.
Again, rape victims. If a woman's carrying a fetus around with her, people are going to stay away from her.
Yeah. Especially if it's not her own.
Yeah, because
you'd think you'd keep your own for sentimental reasons, wouldn't it, maybe?
Why is she carrying that fetus? It looks nothing like her.
Oh, what about a desk fan?
That'd be pretty nice.
With wings.
Oh, yeah, you want some bats as the fan. Some bats as each panel, and just flinging around
that
like
that. That'd look pretty nice, so.
Yeah.
Bat wall chimes, because they hang upside down.
So the dingers are made out of bone.
Oh, a doorbell with a rooster.
You put your finger in the rooster's arsehole on the door, and then on the inside of the house is a chicken's head squawking.
It's better than, and you could call it wing instead of ring.
Yeah, wing doorbell.
Wing the doorbell.
That was racist. What about, going back to bats, could you make, you know, the Batman signal light, but with a bat?
Like a massive fruit bat, strapped to a bulb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyone could, really, innit? I don't think I'd need to do much for it. A bit of like hot glue gun and just to capture a rat.
I know anyone could. Even. I don't think anyone would, but I think you might.
I wouldn't mind, innit? Imagine who'd turn up, though, as well. Who's coming? Shove it up there.
Christian Bale.
What about dentures with tortoise shells?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's funny you mentioned dentures, because just as I was leaving the house, my dad went, I've got something for you, and put something in my hand, and it was a sandwich bag with his old, like, rotten dentures. They're actually in my car. I was going to bring them in to show you, but I thought maybe that's a bit much, because they're not clean.
I'd love to see that.
Oh.
What are you going to make out of them?
I might make another puppet like the fox's head, because I've also got one of his lower sets of old dentures, but this is a full set.
Oh, like,
so now I can have them.
Oh, put joke teeth on, like, a fucking mole.
So, God, just going back a little bit, did your dad give you his dentures to make things out of, or was it just is he a very strange man?
Oh, he is a very he just took a massive shit as well. He's been holding up the bathroom and just took a big shit, and I was having a go at him, being like, "You've not even flushed that." And then I flushed the toilet, and it stayed there.
I'm fucking dentures.
I was being like, "You've not even flushed the shit. That's why it smells."
Run out of sheet roll.
Just picking it up. It's not even mould on the dentures.
Have you ever thought about getting a job at a zoo? And then you got.
I wanted to be a vet.
Right.
That's what I really wanted to be. And then I got told at college, you're not bright enough.
Yeah.
Like, they sat me down and was like, mate. Well, they didn't say mate, but they were like, look, you're not going to be a vet.
You keep making earrings out of people's hamsters.
That's like the origin story of a supervillain. This is just a huge vengeance thing. You know? Oh, I can't be a vet. Well, I'll show them.
That's a sick villain idea.
I'm going to just embarrass these animals for all eternity.
But turning back up at college going, I never brought them back, but they still look at them. Just bags of them.
This one looks like it's alive.
Make a defrib thing out of a dead animal.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say turtles, but you said turtles.
Alligators, just for the wordplay, you can get defibrillator later.
Maybe. I never gave up on this animal.
I think there is a market for novelty defibrillators.
Oh, needles out of wasp stings.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how useful they are.
the infections as well.
It's going to be scientific.
Yeah. What about pliers, but with like scorpion's claws?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Little pinchy things.
Wasp sting toothpicks.
Yeah.
I think you won't want that to break off in your tooth, because then you're going to mess with it with your tongue, aren't you? And your tongue swells up and you die.
Yeah, but if you put the right residue around it, made it. Like you do with these. So
yeah, make it reusable and that as well.
Do you make cutlery?
Nah, I've never made cutlery.
Because you've got the toilet brush with the handle.
Yeah.
So you could make the handle of cutlery with, like, you know, whatever.
Legs. Thin legs.
Yeah. Just the same as a day one, really, but with little forks
with
on
a
the
knife
end.
At the end. That'd be terrifying. To
camel hooves for small bowls.
Yeah.
Like tapas bowls.
Yeah. What would you make out of a dolphin?
It'd be good to attach it to one of them Sibian machines, wouldn't it? Because they always saying dolphins are like big into shagging. So you just replace like the long snout of it with a dildo, and then it's just on a fucking...
like a dolphin wand.
Yeah.
And you've got the blowhole.
Yeah, dual use. For couples.
It's couples.
Yeah.
Couples dolphin wand.
Or maybe for like couples that are cheating but don't still feel a bit sort of morally wrong about it. They're a bit like, this is questionable, this, but if we both fuck the dead dolphin machine, we're not touching each other, but they can still make eye contact.
You could use a shark fin as triangle for the snooker club.
Yeah.
Hollow it out.
Going back to the dolphin thing, that this bloke and the woman want to shag a dolphin, but they don't want to bring another person into it. How do you approach that subject?
No, it's not that they don't want to bring another person into it. They're both cheating on their respective partners with each other. It's an affair. But they're still like, I don't know if we should be doing this. Because that's what something you hear about cheating, isn't it? People are like, oh, I don't know if we should be doing this. And then they get convinced by, you know, however, like, I don't know, tickling them the right way or whatever. I don't know. I've never tried it. But they fucking, and then they're like, well, we can buy this dolphin. Like, you have the oil, I'll have the dildo.
Oh, it's like, you know, we want to introduce new people into the thing, it's to stop you from shagging about. I've got you this dolphin blower.
Yeah. You put it on the radiator for half an hour first so it's not cold when you're using it, because you don't want to start that off in them, do you, either?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, I like it when it's cold now.
If you put, like, a kid's face on it, you could stop pedos.
Yeah, I mean...
Go out for practice on this.
Tattooing little kids with, like, paint splurts underneath them. Instead of getting, like, the dolphin with the water spurt tattoos.
You could also catch pedos.
Yeah.
Use a little dolphin as a trap. It's got a kid's face in it, and very short-sighted pedos will go, oh, look at that kid with his blowhole, I'm gonna fuck that.
Look at that disabled child, mate. Yeah.
But then you'll get paedophiles going around Blackpool, like trying, you know, the little kids in the sweets. They go, I've got some fish flakes, got some tuna.
All the kids jumping up. Water.
Got some tuna chunks.
Well, it's been very interesting talking to you.
I'd call the machine Fapper. I just thought then got the flipper film.
That'd be very good. That's the end of this episode. It's been an interesting one.
Go and check out World Around You.
Yeah.
YEWE.
World Around You. Like a sheep.
Oh,
a sheep.
Of course. Yeah. What's you? Oh, it's a tree.
Girl sheep. And the tree, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you knew about all that yew tree. Operation yew tree. And scourge of your life for the last few years.
Go and check World Around You out. And what's your page on Instagram? Or if
World Around You. Oh, everything's World Around You.
Everything's that.
Sweet.
And if you've liked this episode, we've got some bonus episodes on Buy Me a Coffee slash The Crisp Sessions. You can get 6 bonus episodes for £5, which is a bargain. They are maybe the silliest conversations that's ever been recorded on the internet.
And we've just had this.
Yeah,
so check that out. I'm announcing a tour extension, not when this is out. I'm announcing a tour extension at the end of November, early December for the spring. So check me out on my personal page.
Nice. Enjoy.
Bye.
See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.